D&D has come a long way in the past few years. And if you're looking to level up your dice as well as your gameplay, Modern Artifice has you covered. Their artisanal metal dice sets are high-end, look great, and give a satisfying weight to your dice rolls.
Check out their solid metal sets like this Critical Silver Reactor, which even glows in the dark. Or try their hollow frame dice, intricate metal woven into our favorite polyhedral shapes for a truly unique rolling experience.
If you're into something more classic, Modern Artifice has a plethora of colored and themed resin dice sets so you can find the perfect set to match your character.
Feeling adventurous? Try Modern Artifice's mystery dice sets. This grab bag will give you a full set of resin or metal dice. You never know what you'll get, but you know it will always be quality.
So get yourself to modernartifice.com today and use code GOON10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase. That's GOON10 at checkout for 10% off. Modern Artifice, your one-stop shop for magical merchandise and nerdy novelty.
Drogar, how long do dragons live? Do they all live as long as you?
Yes, Winnie. Dragons live for a very long time. Far longer than me. Some for thousands of years. The longest living one I know of was Thevatat, who, if I'm not mistaken, lived to be over 12,000 years old.
Whoa, that is crazy. Do any of them live forever?
You have to realize, Winnie, dragons, especially ancient ones, tend to be quite reclusive and withdrawn. I don't know of any dragons who are truly immortal, but I'd have to guess that if any are, they live very far, far away in peace and isolation.
Drogar, how can I live as long as you?
Oh, Winnie. There are countless myths and legends of heroes and rulers who sought immortality, and did you know not one of them that I can think of actually achieved it, at least not in the way they'd hoped. However, the happiest of those myths and legends are about those who discovered that while their bodies would eventually die and their souls would leave this plane, they could survive in people's memories. And the happiest of those stories are the ones where the heroes lived in people's memories because they devoted their lives to making the world a better place. And in that way, Winnie, I think you're well on your way to immortality.
Cool. What's it like knowing you're gonna live for a really, 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 really long time?
Peaceful. I suppose it makes me more comfortable taking my time.
Is that why all your stories is so long?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Dungeoneers. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Stroudcast. If you like what we do here, remember to follow us on YouTube or subscribe via your favorite podcast app to get notified every time we release new episodes. Thanks again, and take your listen with advantage.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, friends. It's your handler here, reminding you to tune in to Goon Files Season 2 as we return February 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch. You asked for it, and we're delivering. One thing's for sure, the group is going to be in for a chilling good time as we dive into Delta Green's Jack Frost, written by Shane Ivey and published by Arc Dream Publishing. Are they going to make it out alive? Or will a few more of our agents succumb to the horrors of the universe? Be sure to tune in and catch us live on Twitch Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, February 19th through April 22nd, and prepare to roll some sanity checks.
When last we left our heroes, they debated what to do with the construct child now that Baba Lasaga was no more. Though Kaz was wary to take the child on, he ultimately proved far too cute to turn away. Olaf and Dimitri mused on these strange heroes, come to save a land that is not their own, and Winnie provided the perfect way to transport Argenvost's reclaimed skull with a clever casting of Odaluk's resilient sphere. The road to Argenvost Holt lies ahead. What awaits our heroes along the path? Find out now on the Stroudcast. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Shuffle off this mortal coil and transport yourselves to the far, foggy realm of Barovia.
I technically only have 1 minute on this spell, so let's get a move on.
No, shit!
Maybe
shit.
The DM right. will be able... I have a couple more spell slots I can cast it in, but we should probably get a move on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. So the idea is just get it to the cart, and then you can load it in hindsight.
Let's all have all these moments on the move.
Yeah. So
I'll take this sentimental moment to go.
What did we do with Winnie and
the cart is still back in Berez, I believe.
Yes, in Laszlo's house.
By Laszlo's house.
Which we turned into a temporary stable.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, how heavy can it be? It'll be nice to have.
Oh, it's in Laszlo's house.
Yeah.
I thought you said Berez and all I thought of was Valaki, and I was like,
No. No, yeah, you just left it. You left it by the in the buried city. You got to the Burgomaster's mansion, and from there, he led you on foot, I believe.
That is, yeah, that is as I remember it. And if I'm wrong, well, let's retcon.
Well, then, with haste, and I will burn a fourth level spell slot, and we all get water walk, and we will be able to run on any surface back
to... And it's like, heading back, it's like walking on the sidewalk escalators in the airport. You just
nice.
Yeah. You zoom back. Yeah, and you find it considerably easier to navigate. Something like Baba's presence being purged from this place, the like eeriness and misdirection and it just like sense of dread is you already start kind of, it just feels like a regular spooky swamp now. It's just like a regular fetid mire.
It just feels like Louisiana.
Yeah.
Just a normal fetid mire.
Yeah, just a normal bog.
What a relief.
Yeah. So back to Berez. So yeah, you certainly can, the sphere will maintain at least long enough to just get it to the cart and you can load it into the back of the cart.
We get it right to the cart and Kaz is holding it and it dissipates and she's like,
okay, it's heavier than I was. It's not too heavy. It's not too heavy. It's just I wasn't holding it the right way. The weight's not distributed evenly.
It's not a very ergonomical shape.
As Kaz just like topples over.
Great.
So we get it into the cart.
Yeah, so we get it loaded up into the cart. So yeah, you make your way back to Berez. You pass by the church where you had your encounter with the Wicker Man and Marina's spirit. And then, make your way back to...
Is he there?
Laszlo?
Is Laszlo there when we return?
No. When you get back to... coming back to the mansion, it is completely dark.
One moment. Jurgar's going to step off of the cart and is going to walk into the mansion. And just call for him. Laszlo!
The master's not in it present.
Devon Sharpshire comes like floating through the ceiling down to the level you're at.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Yes. He's gone off on some important business trip. He's a very important man.
And what keeps you here?
Well, I've got to keep the place sparkling, haven't I?
Yes, I suppose you do.
Much work to be done. Thank you. It has been so wonderful to receive guests again.
It was truly our pleasure to be your guests.
I do hope you enjoyed your time in Berez. I know it has fallen on hard times of late, but I still consider it quite the treasure.
A treasure it is indeed. Do tell your lord that we are sorry that we missed him. But duty calls.
Oh, he actually left something for you, if you ever returned. One moment.
And he floats down through the floor.
Oh! I think Trigger's not expecting that. I think he's expecting him to, like, float off, and he just goes into the... Oh!
Ah.
And then he comes back up.
I had to dig this out of the master's old study, but he said that you would enjoy it, and he was, you know, trying to cut back a bit.
But he opens up a box, and there's just, like, a fine cigar in there.
Oh, wow! Oh, my gosh!
It's a cigar and, like, an old VHS tape of North by Northwest.
Holy shit.
Of American Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. Drogar will take the case and will... And I think it's just hilarious. He takes his scaly claws with his little talons and he just runs it underneath his big kind of, you know, his dragon snout, just
hold it at arm's length. across his snout.
My goodness. The humidity has been kept perfect.
Only the finest.
Oh, I shall enjoy this thoroughly.
And he just kind of puts the cigar back and closes it. And
please do. We must capitalize on moments to enjoy ourselves in these troubling times.
We will tell the people that your spirit is not broken, though your bodies are shattered and your land is covered in mud, that you still carry on.
The jewel of the valley shall not be tarnished long as I am here to polish it.
Well, we best be going.
Fair travels.
And Drogar will give a bow.
He returns in kind.
Farewell, my friend.
Take care.
And he just kind of marches out.
As you get back, are we in the cart now? Have we made it?
Yeah, we'll say while that was happening. Yeah, we're kind of loading up.
And,
I
think as Drogar loads up in the cart, and whatever the yaw is that gets us out of here, Winnie will do a little wave with the baby's hand in her hand, just as we wave away from the first people that we met when we arrived.
And you see Devin's spirit in that balcony window, which you went into the first time, on the second story.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, just waving.
Bye.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Awesome. Departing Berez.
To quote Steve Carell as Michael Scott in his final season of The Office. Well, this is going to hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
So heading to Berez? Back to Argenvost?
Yeah,
back to Argenvost.
Yes. So wait, so let's do like a little mental mapping here for a moment, because I think ultimately the goal is to go back to Valaki, I'm sure, by way of Argenvost Holt, potentially also by way of the Whistle of Wines.
So Argenvost Holt is...
What of our mainstays are on the way?
So... Heading northward, you'll come across Argenvost Holt.
Great.
You'll just run into it heading back north.
Perfect.
From there, once you get back to the Svalich Road, which is that main thoroughfare through the valley, you would either have to head west towards the winery and the berserkers, or you get east towards Valaki. So you'd have to choose.
I think let's do it all while we're out here on the road. Let's go back to Argenvost's house and deliver his skull. And then get whatever Drogar needs from there. And then let's go to the winery and let's deliver the last gem.
And there we can have a drink and wait for the whole thing to blow up.
We gotta go have a party.
The gem does have a kind of a location that it's destined towards. And if we happen to pass by the berserkers.
And also we should say hi. We should go by the berserkers. We should go say hi. Yeah.
If it's on the way.
We
absolutely will have to stop by and say hi to Zarya while we are in the area.
Only because she is in the place where I'm the ruler of. And I have duties.
Olaf, what do you think? Don't you think Zarya would love to see Gus?
Yeah, I'd like to see my family too.
Yeah, let's do it for Olaf.
I would also much appreciate your support seeing my grandfather again. I think even returning a long-lost gem, he still scares the shit out of me.
Let's do it for Olaf and Dimitri.
Yes. That's a very, very wise scapegoat of you there, Kaz, but yes.
Yeah. I am nothing if not leadership has taught me to be magnanimous.
Magnanimous is such a great word.
That was on my word of the day calendar a few days ago. I've been waiting for my chance to use
She
it.
Just pulls up like a burlap list.
Sure. Just tears away.
Magnanimous.
It's like written in horse blood. Like
By the end of this campaign, my intelligence is going to be 9.5.
I'm going to have a +0.
Kaz, if I can't help it, we're going to make that intelligence 10 even.
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about?
Do your worst.
Onward.
Sit down, 9's a 10 is talking.
That was
have
good.
Have we visited Davian with Dimitri present / has Dimitri spoken?
We have
spoken,
not.
They have not encountered each other.
No,
jeez.
He's as far as we know.
This is new shit. Oh my God.
You know what? I'll hand the reins to Kaz for a minute and kind of hop in the back and crawl through the skull and kind of get to Dimitri.
Dimitri. I think it is important that when we reach the winery, that you be the one to return the gem.
As you come upon Dimitri, I think he's sat on the back of the wagon.
Is he sexy boring?
Just with like, he's got like one leg dangling off.
What a... God damn it.
And he's, yeah.
One knee up.
One knee up, one leg dangling off.
That's exactly. He's got an arm over the ledge.
Well, but he's just, he's clutching the gem and just looking. And you see as you kind of reach the back of the cart, his face is illuminated by it as he just holds it gently in his
hands. It's green, right? Isn't it a green?
Yeah, this one was green. So the one that they still had was the Red Dragon Crush, which is red.
Right.
The Champagne de l'Estome was the golden one.
Right. And then there was the...
And then this one is...
Or was it purple?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Champagne de l'Estome was purple. Right. And then this is like a golden green.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you find him there. Yeah. He's just like staring at it, and his face is illuminated by the light pouring off the gem.
Yeah. So I think I kind of just go, Dimitri.
Yes.
I think it is important that when we reach the winery, that you be the one to deliver your grandfather the gem.
I just wonder, will he even take it coming from me? I mean, the last time I saw the man, he tried to kill me.
Well.
I think even coming with this gift of bounty and victory, I don't know. I must say, Drucker, I'm still a bit afraid.
You know, the funny thing about us old geezers is that approaching us head-on is our biggest weakness. Because we are not expecting someone to be so brash and so bold. We approach things head on in our old age because we don't have a lot of time left. And all of the mysticism and all of the trappings that we used in our earlier days to pussyfoot around things and to...
I beg your pardon?
It's a term from where I come from.
It's about how cats have these gentle feet that they walk around so gently.
They're little toe beans, yes.
Yes, the little beans. The closer you get to the end of your life, the more you realize that's all bullshit. And that if you are direct, as older gentlemen, we respect that. And I think your grandfather will too. And not only will he respect it, I dare say he may be proud of it.
I wish I could feel proud of what I've done. I'm a great enemy of my family. The first time I ever killed, I thought it would...
Feel better?
I thought I would feel more.
Hmm.
Scares me a little, Drogar. It was easy.
Yes.
I am a little ashamed.
With great power comes great responsibility, young Dimitri. Vanquishing life, it truly is the hardest thing. And I would perhaps ask you to maybe turn the eye inward and ask yourself, was it easy because you didn't feel anything, or was it easy because you had a long time to want that end, and the revenge felt so real in the moment?
When I was a boy, I idolized my uncle because he was able to act decisively, proudly, boldly. Many of my family would tell me how much I was like Adrian, that I could have been his son, and that always made me so proud. Now it scares me a little bit. He threw it all away. He took a gamble, and it cost him everything, because he was so blind, and I was about to be the same before I met all of you. I'm afraid of losing myself in this war, because I finally feel like I've met myself. I fear what we must do. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. You know deep in your heart what you must do, and you know your cause is just. You will not be lost to madness or evil. You're on the path of righteousness. That knowledge alone, Dimitri, is the greatest weapon you could have. So take this doubt. Take this uncertainty. Take this anxiety that you have and channel it. Use it with that gem and create an even stronger bond, an even stronger pact between you and your grandfather when you see him.
I will think on what you have said. Thank you, Drogar. And in the main, my grandfather might just kill me when we get there, and that would take care of the problem anyway.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. I think the young Winslet has a spell that might be able to protect you in that case.
I have no doubt.
Right. Well, I just wanted to have that conversation. You
Enjoy your gem. I'm going to... Oh, God. How do I get out of here?
I think he's gonna try to, like, get back up to the front of the wagon.
Okay, great. Then he goes.
Duhul Nesk, Dimitri.
What?
Was that your first kill?
Yes.
Duhul Nesk. It's kind of a mix between congratulations and I'm sorry.
I get it. Thank you, Kesley.
A kill is never the end. You kill a boar to have some food. You kill a witch to get a gem. You kill a god to free a valley. You shouldn't have to do it, but you did.
Can we get that on a shirt?
Boy, that's good.
I have to decide how it's spelled first.
Not all is ours to decide. These are wise words, Kesley. Thank you.
That's great. That's great.
Sick.
Okay. Thank you, Ned.
Cut that, insert the actual.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Back to Argenvest Hold. You leave the swamp behind at last, re-emerging. You feel a little jolt because you have the walk on water spell. And so once you're back on solid ground, you almost like, you know, it's like running a boat up onto the shore almost.
Yeah.
But yeah, at last you leave the swamp behind. And you know from here, it's not too far to Argenvest at all. You travel back across the familiar landscape. Following the well-worn path along the bank of the river, knowing it will lead you back to Argenvest Holt, which you left yesterday?
Sure.
At this point?
Yeah, yeah.
Earlier today?
How fucking...
I think it was this morning you left.
No, we slept. Today. We slept. Yeah, you did. We rested. You did. We full rested.
You did.
How fucking incredible is it that we were like, you're missing your commander's skull?
BRB.
Give us a day.
It all lines up like that. Yeah.
And then came back. Hold my beer.
And now we can say hold my baby.
Hold my baby.
The scenery opens up again as you're sort of on this big floodplain at the base of the mountains, heading towards this wide open plain on which the hold was built so it could, you know, just see out across the plains for miles. But as you draw into what should be visual distance to the hold, you instead see it as surrounded by a sort of swirling bubble of mists, which are impenetrable to the eye.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe pulling back on the reins of the cart, drawing up to this sort of like wall of mist. It's like, it's not dissimilar from, you know, when you got to Barovia for the first time and you came up against that big wall of mist. It's not quite as all encompassing, but you know, like you were just here. This is where the hold was. What's the conversation where that gets interrupted as we pull up?
Grab your dragon friends.
That's your Argenvest Hold.
Argenvest Hold.
Argenvest Hold. What?
Hold on. Whoa, Desi, whoa. This mist wasn't here before.
What?
The mist. Everyone look. Something is unnatural here. Either the devil is here or one of his minions.
And we all kind of slowly emerge from the cart, peeking out from around the sides or up through the driver's seat.
We can't see the halt at all. It's just...
No, you know, like, you know, mist. Geographically this is where it should be. But yeah, the mists are so impenetrable that you cannot see it. And it's not a small, it's not an insubstantial structure. You know, the lighthouse sort of off of the flank of it you saw was incredibly tall, and the fortress itself was sizable. But it is now, yeah, completely obscured.
The lighthouse is obscured too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who do you think somebody's here right now? Do you think it's the brides? Do you think Strahd's here? I could try something to see if Strahd's here.
What are you thinking?
Well, I could cast Locate Object on something that I know that he has on him.
Hmm.
And see how far away it is.
Did you have the energy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do it.
I'll step out from the cart, still carrying the baby.
No, stay on the cart.
Oh, okay.
So as you like try to step down a bit, no.
Stay where we can protect you.
Okay, I'll lean off of the back of the cart, and I'll reach into my bag and grab one of my twigs, and just with one hand, I'll just snap it in my hand, and the eraser dust will fly out, and I'll cast Locate Object on Pasha's eye.
Ah. Oh. That's good. Okay.
Just to see if he's nearby.
You get a ping.
Oh!
Oh.
Everybody back in the cart. How far away does it feel like he is? Is he within the 1,000 feet that this...
Yeah, just within the mists.
He's in there. He's in there right now.
What is it you're thinking, Winnie?
I'm not. I just don't... It freaking sucks to, like, miss out on our chance. You were going to bring the skull back and you were going to talk to him. What the frick is he doing here?
Attempting to intimidate us.
Drogar will... Yeah, Winnie... Yeah. I hook Winnie up to the reins and I will Dizzy into the mist.
the lighthouse. Maybe I don't know how important this is to him, but that lighthouse, Horngarn and Gwythlen made it seem like it was really important that beacon be lit.
It is. And as knights of the Golden Dragon, we are bound to them.
I'm strong. Let me carry the skull. Let's get it to the lighthouse.
He's in there now.
I just know that he's within a certain distance of us, and I can sense what direction he's in.
Then he is in front of us.
Are we ready for this fight now?
I feel okay. I don't want to get in a fight, though. I don't think we should get in a fight.
Diplomacy.
I don't want to see him at all.
We have other options. We can deliver the gem. We can come back here, deliver the skull later.
Whatever he has caused, it is here, and it is not going anywhere.
I don't want to give him the skull and the gem.
I will die before I give him either of them. We do not back down.
He does nothing by half, and he does nothing by accident. If he's here, it's because he knew he would be here.
If we go and come back, we will come back here eventually.
But we have Irina with us. That feels extra dangerous.
We will have Irina with us if we come back.
Only more dangerous for him. Another spear to put in his belly.
We will also have the backing of the Revenants, would we not? If we engaged in battle on their grounds.
Speak your mind, Winnie.
Don't mind me, just looking at my spells. I just don't know if enough about me has changed since last time we saw him for anything to go different. You know what I mean?
Well, he is missing an eye.
Here, everybody come here. Everybody come here.
So I'm beat to shit right now. I'm like half health.
Everybody come here really quick. Drogar.
Yep.
You want to go in and do this? Or whatever this is? You want to go in there? Okay, everybody come here real quick. And I'll take everybody's hands. And I'll do a mass healing word.
Do you have any of your... hold on, because I might... Hold that thought, because I might be able to burn a... I have 2 channel divinities. Allow me first to burn a channel divinity. One of mine.
Okay.
Okay, and see where that gets us.
Got. Yeah.
Okay. 40 points of healing. 20 to you. How much are you down? And then 20 to you. Where are you at now?
I have 90 HP.
Awesome.
Okay. Out of 110? I forgot what you had.
Well, including this level up, which I know is not technically the case, 117.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. And you are at out of what?
With Winnie's aid, I'm at 63 out of 84 now.
Yeah, okay. Aid is still up, I guess. Yeah.
If you want to do a ball of peace or something...
You said you're at what, Olaf?
63 out of 84.
Why don't I go ahead and do it? I want to make sure that Irina and Dimitri, in case they took any damage last time.
Okay. I could also burn another channel divinity.
Don't worry about it. Okay. It's so clutch.
All right.
I'll go ahead and burn a mass healing word. All of us, 6.
Everybody's
and I can,
6,
I can
yeah.
get me too with this mass healing word?
It's you 4 and Irina and Dimitri.
I can get it too, though? Yeah. This mass healing word? Okay, cool. Uh-huh. Let's do it. All right.
Yeah, it's just everybody in the radius.
It's not a ton, but just a little something extra. Everybody take another 7.
If he's here, I think we need to seize this opportunity. If we leave, who knows? He could tear down the entire tower himself, and then we lose the chance to light it again in the first.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody okay? Olaf, are you okay?
I'm as okay as I'll be.
Are you okay, Kaz?
I'm fine. No deaths. If things start looking bad, we run.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea.
I'm going to get that skull to the tower.
Okay.
Kaz will hop off the cart and start just like sort of pacing, like sort of hitting herself and kind of psyching herself up. And she's just running through that moment when we left Argenvost Holt, when she said, warriors died fighting here with grudges unavenged. I will avenge your grudges. She's just like saying that to herself over and over again, conjuring up anger, and she enters a rage.
Yes.
Okay. I had initially said that I was going to mush
Desi
in. So that is what I'm doing. I'm pushing Desi into the mist. We are moving in.
I'm casting all of this rapidly as you are racing us ahead. I'm going to cast Warding Bond. I'm going to take a little piece of string that's come off of like the sleeve of my shirt in my bag. And I'm going to reach for Irina's hand as we're racing ahead. And I'm going to tie it around her little finger. And I'm going to cast Warding Bond on her.
I'll be all right, little sister, I promise.
Mechanically, is there anything cheap, like cantrip cheap, y'all can cast on me to make me either faster, more resistant?
Let me check real quick, hold on.
Like a blast or something, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Give me guidance.
Ooh,
I have a first level spell slot, I got it. I'm going to burn a bless. You're going to get a d4 to your attack and saving throw.
Great.
You're going to get a d4 to your attack and saving throw, and you're going to get an attack and d4.
A bless.
Bless. Yep. It only lasts for a minute.
It's all I need.
Kaz grabs the skull.
Great. All right.
And runs towards the mists.
Great. And we go.
There we go.
1-1000. 2-1000.
Yeah, okay. All right. So Irina.
Just keep me honest. Tell me when it dies.
Yeah.
Irina. You know what? Sorry. Hold on. Hold that. I'm going to cast on you Shield of Faith.
Cool.
Instead, good. You're going to get a plus two to your AC.
Okay. Plus two. Okay.
That's good.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's just a flat plus two of whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah, it just boosts your AC by two.
Does it stack with other things that boost AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a stack.
Just remember that you're concentrating on that Drogar.
Yes.
Irina has a plus one to her AC and to all saving throws, and she has resistance to all damage.
Awesome.
I take
her damage. You'll take half of it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I take the same amount.
Yes. She is resistant and you take the same amount. Yes. So it's So it's like you're splitting it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great. Anything else going in?
Full dead sprint. Argenvost's skull held atop her head as if she's one of those like dragon dancers like at Chinese New Year's.
Great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just
yeah.
sprinting.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You charge in, Kaz, and Drogar, you kick Desi into a flurry of action and make your way into the mix. And as soon as you're inside, you feel the cold, icy dampness soak into you as you enter the mists. And Kaz, you are charging. Your vision is difficult in here, but you can make out the cart charging alongside you. And as you make your way in determinedly to face down Strahd, whom you know is waiting inside, you hear. When the mists around you start to take shape. And as you look up overhead, you see the swooping form of a dragon dive overhead of the cart. And to each side of you, Kaz, you see springing up all around you the shapes of soldiers battling. But the fog has grown so thick you can barely see in any direction. And suddenly the fog takes on the forms of soldiers on horseback, coming down a hill, charging across the field. They collide with armored pike bearers wearing devil-horned helms. As each soldier falls in battle, it turns to fading mist. Hundreds more soldiers collide in a storm of screams and clashing metal. You hear a thunderous roar, and seconds later, an enormous dragon made of gold mist glides overhead, dispersing enemy soldiers with each flap of its mighty wings. Its long reptilian tail slices through the air above you as the dragon carves a swath through the fog, affording you a fleeting glimpse of the dark mansion beyond. And you see at the staircase Strahd and Vladimir Horngard locked in battle. You see their swords clash off one another. Horngard wearing that crimson armor that you saw in Vasily's house so long ago. And as you draw nearer and nearer and nearer, you see Strahd come with an enormous overhand blow, which sends Vladimir down to one knee, his hands held back, exhausted, and Strahd lines up a blow to drive right through Vladimir's chest. Suddenly, the fog completely disperses, and you're standing there in front of Argenfoss Holt. The statue of the silver dragon still stands outside, sentinel, and the far huge double doors remain unopened, but standing in front of all of it, in front of that statue, is one singular figure, his long, dark cloak flapping in the breeze. He is turned away from you, staring up at the enormous keep before him.
I thought that we had an understanding, but you just can't help yourselves, can you?
He says, still not turning to face any of you.
Drogar steps from the wagon, pulls his shield and his mace, and walks up and stands directly next to Kaz, and just goes,
"Why don't you put that down for a moment?"
I've entered a rage.
Oh, right. You're raging.
I can. I think Kaz is full on sprinting towards the beacon.
Yeah.
Just dragon head held above her own, yelling, "I don't make deals with dickheads."
Just charging.
Just charging. Yeah. Just charging.
Okay. You do so, your feet continuing to pound along the ground. As you continue to carry forward, you see the figure, his shoulders start to turn as he rounds on all of you. And you see Strahd von Tsarevich, his face revealed to you at last, one eye covered in a dark eye patch, his other remaining full of fire.
Tell me, Strahd. How is it seeing the world through one eye?
He stands sort of sentinel still for a moment, and then he does that thing where he just moves so fast, he just kind of vanishes. Kaz, please give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Is this against a spell or effect that I can see?
Yes.
And am I blessed, or was it just the bless, or was it...
You have Shield of Faith, so you have a plus two to your AC.
Well, that's AC.
That's AC. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dexterity saving throw. 14.
You're charging, Kaz, skull held aloft over your head, and maybe it's just the added weight of this massive skull you're trying to carry on your back. You know, it's like trying to run a marathon giving somebody a piggyback.
Why did it have to be Dex?
Yeah. But he just appears in front of you and throws out one leg. You are not overpowered in this moment. He uses the momentum of your run and the weight of the skull against you and just trips you up and you fall flat on the ground.
I thought I had made myself very clear. I thought in killing Artemis, I made it crystal clear that I was not going to tolerate any more of your shenanigans, and yet you had no right. You had no right to take her life.
It doesn't feel good, does it, Strahd?
How many times am I going to have to teach you this lesson? I said it from the first, and you should fucking know by now that I am God here! It is my word that is law! It is my decisions that make a reality! You, heroes, are here for my amusement, not to save the day. But I see another demonstration is needed. What do you think? You can bring this skull back, light the tower, bring hope to this place. This is the site of my greatest victory, and you hope to achieve anything here? Idiots, fools, mewling children! I have held back long enough. It is time to put you in your place.
And he starts to float up into the sky. And as he does so, he throws his hands forward, and from his fingers, these, like, inky black tendrils shoot and lance their way into the earth around the actual hold. It's almost like marionette strings coming from the wooden device that attaches them to the puppets. And he flies higher and higher and higher, the mists dispersing. And you see the lighthouse come into view as he rises up. You know, it's sort of like towering behind him as he rises up into the air. And so he shoots out these lines. And they all like lance out, landing in the earth.
You want to see? No power is strong enough to defeat me, and any power is just turned to mine!
And he wrings his hands back, and for a moment all is quiet still, and then the earth begins to shake beneath your very feet. Drogar, for a moment you hear sort of this echoing, wailing roar, and looking up at the sky for a moment you see that shadow, that glimmering specter of a draconic form come across the sky and writhe and circle almost in pain. As he pulls his hands back, the earth begins to crumble and split, and at first, an enormous skeletal claw bursts through the earth and lands on the ground and begins to rake across as whatever it is attached to begins pulling itself out of the earth. Another long skeletal hand rending the earth between its claws as an enormous rib cage. You see the, like, vertebra along its spine break the earth like the sail of a shark breaking the surface of the water as an enormous, massive rib cage carries itself up out of the earth, and a long neck begins looping its way, bringing itself up, and then suddenly tapers to just the end of a vertebra. There's no head remaining on it. Long skeletal wings burst up through the air and spread themselves wide. You can see bits of rotted scale, bone and sinew still, lots of scale and skin and sinew still like clasping to the rotting carcass. As these long lines protruding from Strahd's fingers lance themselves to the elbows and hands and shoulders of this enormous skeleton of an ancient dragon, as it raises itself up, and you see... And you see in the roiling ribcage of this zombie dragon, this like swirling vortex of green and dark light as necrotic energy roils within its chest where flame would be produced in life. And it kind of like travels its way up out of the rib cage, through the collarbone, up the neck, and like lances up into the sky. A jet of necrotic fire from this decayed dragon's heart as Strahd puppets the ancient skeleton of Argenvost, bearing it down on all of you.
Come now, heroes! Let's see how you handle this.
Our blood runs as one in life and death. Author Dragon Jane brings you his debut novel, Harbingers of Ragnarok, Berserker. An immersive dystopian tale born of Nordic myth, Berserker follows Malak, a young man brought back from the dead and plunged into a world of blood, brotherhood, and rage on his quest to avenge his mother's murder. Harbingers of Ragnarok, Berserker is available now on Amazon, Booktopia, and Serenity Publishing's website. For more from Dragon, you can find him at his website, dragonjane.com.au, or under the handle at @HeavyMetal_GameMaster on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitch.
All right, initiatives, please. Drogar.
16.
Kaz.
11.
Okay.
With advantage.
Olaf.
23.
Holy shit!
Winnie.
6.
6. Sweet little girl. Okay. Olaf, you are up first. Drogar, you are on deck.
Ah!
Let's go.
Do some damage, Olaf.
Let's go.
Oh, oh
boy.
Do something that ideally kills him.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Please.
Okay, in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that's what I was going for.
That'd be, you know, just if you have the means.
Olaf, seeing, like, Strahd puppeteering this dragon, is going to do something that he doesn't think is going to work, but he's going to try it.
Yeah, gotta do something. Now's the time for Hail Marys.
And yeah, so he is going to concentrate, and in his mind, he's going to kind of picture these grasping poisonous brambles, and he's going to launch a shot off at Strahd.
At Strahd up on top of the dragon?
Yep, and he's using his grasping arrow shot.
Okay, great.
So, I guess I'll roll to hit, and then I'll need a strength save
from Heem. Yes, you will, and you shall have it. You got a 19 saving throw.
Humanate.
Okay, that's going to save.
Uh-huh. What was it to hit?
It was a 13.
Yeah, that misses.
But I'm going to shoot again, and we'll keep your saving throw, because I would have missed, and it would have not used
Oh, I
thing.
See what you're saying. Uh-huh. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so, yeah, you fire off that first arrow, and he, like, raises his hand, and you hear, like, that sound that, like, telephone wires make when they're waving in the wind. And as he pulls his hand up, the one of the massive dragon's claws also raises and comes up and blocks your arrow.
So then the next shot is gonna hit. It's a 29.
There we go.
That'll hit. Can you imagine if I said no?
I would have pissed myself.
So since he saves on the throw, do you want to take any damage from this? Or would it just be you'll just take normal arrow damage and the brambles failed to...
I don't know. What does the spell say on a failed save?
It doesn't specifically say about an initial save. It just says an athletics check to remove the brambles.
Is this one of the Arcane Archer?
Yeah, grasping arrows. When this arrow strikes its target, conjuration magic creeps. Grasping poisonous brambles, which wrap around the target. Creature hit by the arrow takes an extra 2d6 poison damage. Oh, maybe you just take the initial damage, and then you won't keep having to deal with it. Yeah, your speed reduced by 10 feet, takes 2d6 slashing damage. The first time on each of its turns, it moves 1 foot or more without teleporting.
Yeah, then so then on his turn, he can break out of it with a check. So yeah. Okay, great. So yeah, the effect just happens when you hit.
Oh.
And then he can, cool. Okay. Right? Unless I'm reading
That's what it seems like to me. I just didn't think that was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the attack hits, that effect just activates.
Okay, great.
And then he can make a save later if he wants to try and break out of it.
Okay, so you're going to need it. So 2d6... Then of poison damage, and then I'll give you 1d8 of my arrow damage.
Great. Send it away.
5 points of poison damage with my bonus, 10 points of radiant damage.
So he blocks this first arrow, Olaf, and then what do you do to recalibrate and slam in the second
one? I think he just, like, refocuses. It's like, it's just a shot, you know? He's in that battle. It's you let
you
it
take
go
lots
and
of
you
them.
Move
yeah, yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, uh-huh. So he just shakes it off, maybe, like, takes a split second longer to really focus on his shot, and he's just like, come on, Olaf. And he just lets it rip.
And it, like, darts between two of the finger bones on the huge claw, like, right through the crack and gets in the shoulder. And you see that radiant bolt just kind of, like blast in, almost like a plasma grenade on his shoulder. And he, like, reels back. And,
Yeah, then when it does that, then it also then wraps him up.
Uh-huh, yeah, so. The vines go up wrapping around him. His hands are sort of like stuck out at odd angles, the puppet strings still wired to the dragon.
And then he's just going to move his full movement over towards the tower.
Anything else, Olaf?
That's it.
Drogar, you are up.
Alrighty, Rooney. Drogar is going to move 20 feet. And Drogar is going to take his mace and his shield, and he's going to slam it together. And this brilliant, bright white light just... As I cast, Turn Undead.
Uh-huh.
Boom!
Turn Undead, he says.
Turn undead, he says.
Yes.
Interesting. Inspired.
So he's going to make a save, yeah?
Yes, on the dragon.
Well, anything undead, I think. Anything undead needs to make a save.
Yes, everything undead needs to make a save.
Oh my god, that's true. He does too, doesn't he?
Yes.
He does too, doesn't he, the son of a bitch? All right, let's see here. What save is this?
I believe it's a wiz. Let me double check.
Looks like I've been the wrong day to stop biting my nails.
Wisdom saving throw, yes.
Wisdom, yes.
Saving throw, the creature fails. Saving throw, it is turned for 1 minute until it takes any damage.
Ugh, okay.
All right. Strahd gets a 25, which will save, I imagine.
Strahd saves.
And the dragon. Well, the dragon is being controlled by him.
But it is a separate entity.
He's just, it doesn't have its own consciousness. He is controlling it. It's like an item more than anything else. It's not really a creature by itself because Strahd is controlling it. But here's what I'm going to do. Right, because it's not like Argenvost has come back to fight you.
Right.
Right, it's just that he has dug up this body and is controlling, it's like essentially equipment.
Okay.
Now, but here's what I'll do, because the dragon, I rolled with the dragon's stats, okay. And they failed. So what I'm going to do is give Strahd disadvantage on the next couple of attacks. Right,
yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's fair. Yeah.
All right. It's fair. Do I like it? Is that what you ask?
You know, it doesn't even add a head. It can't think for itself. It's just like it's something he's raised.
It's more a puppet than an undead creature.
Bonus action, Shield of Faith on Winnie. You get plus 2 AC.
Thank you. Wow.
Hot dog. Wow. Hot dog.
For how long is that?
That's until I drop it.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so what is the, what does your turn undead look like, Drogar?
Yeah, it's his shield and his mace coming together. And you see this, like, it's almost like Galadriel, like the vial when he holds it up to the
great
the spider.
Yeah, and that light,
that brilliant bright shining white light just shines out over this skeletal zombie dragon and Strahd.
So it washes across, and for a moment, Drogar, you see the bones of this undead dragon, this dragon that has been, against its will, torn from the earth to do battle against you. You see its bones start to, like, shudder and shake as you see the impulse of it trying to flee or just crumble to dust, just return to its rest. This corpse does not want to be here. But as the light washes over, you feel a momentary lapse of hope, but then Strahd, like a pool of inky darkness, a cloud, winds its way around him and, like, bursts out in all directions, kind of, like, shading your light, combating your light, and he manages to, like, get hold of the creature.
I've told you, Drogar, once. I'll tell you 1,000 times. Your god has no power here, because it is I who rules!
Anything else, Drogar?
That's it for me.
Great. That is going to bring us to the first Argenvost claw. So Strahd again raises his hands, and he shoots one forward, and as he does so, you see one of the claws, like, move in tandem with his movements and direction. He, like, swipes across the air, and the claw takes the exact same shape and is going to attack, I think, you, Drogar, for this first one. I am going to give him disadvantage on this because of the turn undead. That's a 21 to hit.
Miss!
Yes, it will!
Oh my
yes,
God.
It will!
At the last minute, Drogar brings his shield up and it...
Yeah, so you, like, looking up at this thing, yeah. Drogar, you see the claw, just the hand is bigger than you are.
Yeah.
And so you see it raise and swing through the air, and you can, like, hear the air being forced between the claw bones and around the edges of this thing, just like...
And I think at the last minute he plants his back foot and crunches his front right foot and just kind of meets the claw coming down with his shield.
Nice.
And it's like equal pressure at the same time.
Yeah, it like splays, it splints away, and you end up standing between two of its finger bones.
Yeah, it was a definite near miss.
Really close. Okay, that is going to be the body. Oh,
that is
boy.
So badass.
And Drogar will. Drogar, upon that happening, Drogar will like yell to the group, spread out, keep your distance.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I know.
Okay, that is going to bring us to Argenvost's body. So Strahd looks at this little repartee that just happened.
Well done, but you will not survive for long. You impudent, contemptible, ungrateful little flies! I can't tell if you are stupid enough to think you can actually win, or reckless enough not to care whether you live or die! You have ignored my warnings and abused my generosity. Now it is time to show why I am master here. Join the dragon and his whelps in their graves. And you hear,
as these enormous wings start beating against the air around you, and you're almost like pushed back a step as the massive wind's coming off of its wings as it lifts itself up into the air. And he is gonna get an angle.
Oh. I fucking called it.
Oh yeah, everybody.
It was bound to happen. And like, yeah. The time to do a breath weapon is early.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Especially
it takes four turns to charge.
Yeah, before all of us have it, like, you know, especially if we all can't get our initiative out before the dragon
camp. Yeah, so it raises itself up past the levels of Argenvost and even begins to soar up over the top of the keep and kind of banks around, bringing you all within a line. And Strahd just starts laughing. As again, its torso and ribcage begins to roil with green and black flame. And Strahd wrings one hand back and then just throws it forward. Yeah! And a jet of flame spills from out of its between where its collarbone would be. And it is going to get Drogar, Winnie, and Kaz within its breath. So I need everyone to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Come on, please.
Sense. Yes, correct. You can definitely see this coming.
Fuck, I rolled 2 8s. That's a 10.
Okay.
18.
18.
It's a 9.
Oh. 9. Okay, Winnie, you will just make it.
Jesus.
Kaz and Drogar, you will fail. So you are going to take...
Hey, does Strahd have to move more than a foot to make any of this happen?
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
He's like stationary on a thing that's moving.
Eventually that's more than a foot, right?
If he's waving around doing claws,
yeah, come on!
Yeah, I think he's moving at least a foot. Even this.
He is
a foot.
No, I suppose you're right. Alright, I'll take it. Okay, how much is it per foot?
2d6 slashing damage.
Every time he wants to do something fancy.
Yeah. A foot or more without teleporting is what it says.
Yeah, he's not teleporting. All right, great. I'm going to give him, because he's not really moving, but he is moving. So I hear you. It's not, he's not generating his motion, but I'm going to give him.
What is the spell that's doing this? Just a
grasping arrow.
It's one of the arcane
shots. Yeah.
Sick, bro.
I have nothing to add. I know it sounded like I was going to be like, oh, well, in that case, but I actually have nothing. So,
as an experienced arcane archer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you can see then Olaf as like the dragon picks itself up into the air. You can see Strahd struggling a little bit on top of this dragon as he's like kind of trying to rip little pieces of the vines away just so he can move enough to control the body of this beast. So he is going to take some damage.
I'll take any little
Every
bit
little
I can
bit.
Get.
Every little tick.
So, Drogar and Kaz are going to take 35 points Jesus. Of necrotic damage.
Yep.
Necrotic?
Yeah, not the kind that lowers your... Not the Strahd kind.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
the Strahd
yeah.
kind, okay. Just the regular kind.
I had a full body reaction to that threat.
Yeah, I was not okay with it.
Yeah, not the Strahd kind. That's just on him. That's just on
okay.
him.
Yeah. Fuck, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, he begins to laugh, and as this torrent of flame, like, there's just... I think you all do your level best to get at, but it's just such an enormous cone of fire that it's impossible. It just washes across you, even if you were to dive 10 feet out of the way.
It's got to be like 20-foot cone at least.
So then, Winnie, you are going to take... It's a 30-foot cone. Winnie, you are going to take 15 plus...
17.
Correct, 17 points of damage.
Thank you.
Now, because that's a breath weapon, it doesn't have to touch her AC, right? She's just in the...
Correct, it's
gotta,
a saving.
Gotta,
it's
gotta,
a save
it's
instead
a save throw.
Of a,
got
yeah,
it, got
yeah,
it, got
instead
it.
Instead of
it
to hit. Okay. Alrighty.
Shit, I have to roll for concentration.
Yes.
But I get it at advantage. Doesn't matter, it's lost.
No!
Yeah, you lose your shield of faith.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's alright. Okay, Kaz, you're up.
Okay, Path of the Totem Warrior. My totem spirit is an eagle. While raging and not wearing heavy armor, I can use the dash action as a bonus action on my
Ooh.
Turn.
Holy shit!
Does that mean I can dash twice? once as yes, a bonus,
it does.
Once in my mana.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
And dash is double movement?
It is.
Oh, okay. My God.
Come on, baby.
It's 120 feet.
Let's fucking go.
That's
160.
Fuck, that's the whole tower.
160 feet.
What? Fuck!
I have a, okay, I bonus action dash and I main action dash. How far up that tower can I get? Let's do the math.
But wait, so it's just you rushing. Are you carrying the skull?
I am carrying the skull.
Okay. It's not auto-looped at the moment, so it would be...
It's heavy. It's a big old skull.
It's enormous.
Sure.
Give me a strength save. Yeah, give me a strength check.
That sounds right.
Come on, be strong.
Strength check.
But okay, you get those at advantage too, don't you?
I do, because I'm raging.
Right.
I started raging last time. And those are advantage. It's not just athletics. I get advantage on strength-based saving throws. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can let's make it athletics, in fact. Let's make it athletics.
Perfect.
It's an athletics check.
So an athletics.
That makes sense. An athletics check to move and carry.
Yeah,
the
to
thing.
pick up this skull and...
25.
Ha-ha! Okay, you can pick it up and move with it, but I'm gonna say it halves your movement speed.
Okay, so 80 feet.
Son of a bitch.
We'll take it.
She can't be stopped.
So you just haul, you pick this thing up and just start hauling with it. I love it.
10, 15, 20,
you look like one of the Gorons from Zelda.
35, 45.
Yep.
If we're having 50, it, so you can
55,
just do 5, 5, 5.
60, 65.
Oh my god, I lost count. You made me lose count.
I'm
you're
sorry.
50, 50, that's 50, 55, 55, 60, 65, 70, 80.
Yep. Perfect, we'll call it there.
There you go.
So
great.
Kaz hoists the skull and makes her way up halfway, a little over halfway, the first flight of steps.
Yes, yeah. So you heft this huge thing over your head, Kaz. Paint us a picture.
Kaz is just like, she went into a rage, and the way that her rage is manifesting this time is just singular focus. She has such tunnel vision to the top of that tower, and she has this gigantic skull. Just from a physics perspective, it's like it's easier to carry things when they're centered on your center of gravity, like when they're directly
above
you.
Sure, yeah, of course.
So she is wearing Argenvash's skull like a mask.
Yeah! Awesome! Like the canoe in Pirates, or the upside down boat in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just like the boat, just like the upside down robot. Just like the upside down robot in Pirates of the Caribbean. Savvy.
Savvy.
She just is completely ignores everything that's going on. This like necrotic damage is like chipping away at her very life essence, and she's just running with this thing.
Hell yeah.
She dashed, and that's my turn.
Fantastic. That's great. Okay, awesome. That is going to bring us to Strahd, technically, who is going to try and get out of these webs. That is Key's going to try and make it.
I would say you're talking about my vines.
Correct.
You can just carry every year less. You rolled the save already and got a 19.
True, and he got a 19, yeah. Right? Yeah, so he like... Great. Okay, great. So what happens then is he sees, you know, Strahd sat atop the dragon. He lets loose this breath weapon. As the flames clear, he's like looking where Kaz was, and she's gone, and she's already booking it off towards the tower, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And he like, rah! Like Arnold Schwarzenegger's tearing off a t-shirt. He just like bursts his way out of the vines. And he raises his hands again. And like, almost like you would kind of whip the reins of a horse. You know, he like throws his hands forward. And the draconic corpse surges forward. Winnie, you're up.
Oh, great. How great. Okay, I look... And suddenly, Kaz is gone. And I'm like, ah! And I'm still holding the baby in my arms.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna turn away from that dragon at a dead sprint. I'm gonna run back to the cart.
Do you turn as the breath weapon comes to, like shielding the baby? Like,
oh yeah,
you see it coming.
I think that's why you saved,
because you had the like you had mother thing.
That's brilliant.
Where they lift the car off their babies.
Yeah, I turn away, hit the ground, and just like roll.
And
under.
You're so small, you're so low to the ground.
That's why I was such a great herder.
Yeah, the flames almost pass right over you. Yeah, that's awesome.
She stands up, and some of her curls are like cindered a little bit.
Yeah, that's it.
And I take off at a dead sprint back to the cart, and I just like mount up into the front of the cart, mm-hmm. like into the seat where you would drive.
Okay.
I lean over the seat and place the baby in the cart. Okay, be good, baby. And I jump onto Desi, unhook her from the cart, and I I'm gonna take off on Desi. If I have to spend my whole action to like unhook Desi from the cart and get her to like run away from the cart, I can do that.
Yeah. You're trying to ride her, or are you just trying to set her free and get her out of here?
I'm trying to ride her.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yes. That I'm gonna say that's your action.
Okay.
If that's cool to unhook the horse and everything from the cart.
So my action is to put the baby safely in the cart and unhook Desi, because my idea, I want to be able to move freely around this battlefield. I have so little movement speed,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm going to be healing people, I need to get around with Balm of Peace.
Great.
So if I can use.
So you want to try and ride? Okay, yeah. Great. Give me an animal handling check, because she's freaking out, and I don't know that you have ever. Have you ever driven the cart before?
Only once with me.
I took a driving lesson once.
Only once with me. We like kind of drove it together. I like had my hands around your hands.
Yeah.
But aside from that.
Okay. Then do it with advantage.
Okay.
Oh shit. All right.
Thanks, Dad.
Remember your training.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, natural 20.
All right. How do you bring So you lay down the baby, you try to start unhooking Desi. She's almost like too nervous and jolting around to let you unhook the straps and stuff. How do you calm her and what do you do?
She does a gold medal dressage routine.
with the feet.
Yeah, she knows all the buttons. Desi is dancing.
The memory that I do remember having with Desi is way back during Brown Horse Down.
Uh-huh.
I cast Healing Word on her.
You did, yeah, yeah, when the wolves attacked.
I remember that, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
And she really liked that. So even though I can't cast anything.
Holy
on
shit,
her now,
what a deep pull.
Yeah, that was like so long ago, but really liked that.
What episode was that?
That was one of the first episodes I edited. Keep talking, I'm gonna look up which
one. Yeah! 30 something, maybe?
Not even, I think it was in the 20s.
That was like when the wolves attacked her, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they went after her.
Maybe, yep. Maybe 27, 28. I'm gonna double check.
Wow.
I give her a little scritch through the, just as I'm hiking myself up onto her, I give her a scritch through the mane, and I think that at this point, at whatever level 9 means, mm-hmm. the Waywarden is like, he's close by, and we are working in tandem.
Okay, great.
And I think I give her a little scritch, and he just makes it so that a little bit of that eraser dust comes out. Even though nothing is being cast on her, mm-hmm. the reminder of the feeling is soothing.
That's great. And like maybe you get like the buckle gets tangled at a certain point, but then like a little bit of eraser dust flies by and it's like, oh, that one first. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. That's great.
Brown Horse Down, episode 28, May 29th, 2022.
Woo! 2022.
We've been doing this for a while.
I imagine that with a natural 20, Desi like puts her neck down so that you can like
climb up her head, yeah, to get onto it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great.
Dude, Desi is a damn warhorse.
Yeah, yeah. She is now, for sure. She gets it. She's seen it all.
I mean, listen, she's a Kentucky straddler, but she's been through a warhorse's life, that's for sure.
She's got the training.
She's got the chops.
Great.
She's a, what did you just say? A Kentucky straddler, but she's lived warhorse's life. Listen,
if I had a nickel.
Talk about it. Maybe.
I think a slightly shorter version of that will become the title of your autobiography.
to quote Sex and the City, you just said a mouthful there, sister.
Okay.
So as I give her a little scritch through the mane, and the Waywarden helps me out, and there's a little flash of eraser dust through her mane, soothing her, I'm going to take off from the cart and bonus action. I mm-hmm. still have a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bonus action, I will send a healing word over to Drogar, who I just saw got fucked by that.
Great.
Yo, I got fucked by that dragon, man.
It's pretty bad.
I'm going to cast that at a higher level because you got. I'm going to cast that at fourth level. Does that make it 4d4?
Yes.
At fourth level?
At higher levels. When you cast this spell using a spell slot of second level or higher, the healing increases by 1d4 for each level above first.
And
so,
you're
yes.
casting the fourth, then
so,
yes.
Yes, 44.
44
plus... Plus your wisdom mod.
Your wisdom.
44 healing.
Yeah, 44.
44 healing. Wow. Wow. Feeling healthy.
That's 4d4. Yeah, totally.
12.
Listen, it all counts.
It all counts. 12 healing back to you.
Great. Thank you, Winnie. I think Drogar feels that, and as he feels it, he kind of looks up at this dragon that's, like, ready to rear again, and he goes, Winnie, move to the right, to the left. Either way, out of the breath weapons range.
To the right or to the left?
To the right!
Great.
No, your other right.
Your other right!
Anything else, Winnie?
Let's say that when Drogar calls that to me, I'm going to turn Desi around and I'm going to start heading over to pick up Irina.
Okay.
So I'm just headed that direction. I'm running at Drogar, casting Healing Word, and he's like, ready, go right, go left. I turn around and start heading back.
Okay. That is going to bring us to Argenvoss' tail, which is going to...
You've retreated.
Seriously, I'm amazed that I have not bitten this nail off.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's tense.
It's the only nail that I have not recently clipped. It might be gone by the end of the night. I really hope it's not.
We'll see. So, he's in the air, like, over the keep, the huge wings, you know, like, keeping it aloft. And its tail, like, whips out like a long whip, and it's going to, like, swing around. It's going to target you, Winnie. This is also going to be a disadvantage because of Turn Undead. He's having to kind of, like, jostle the thing into... but that's going to be an 18 to hit still.
Oh, it just...
Okay.
Fuck.
I would have had it if I hadn't
failed that concentration.
If we had lost that, that's okay.
Okay, Winnie, you are going to take as the... tail whips around. You hear it before you see it. Like, you've just successfully gotten up on Desi, and you hear, like, out of the darkness, this wow, as the tail, like, slams into your back. You are going to take 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually, because you're so tiny, I'm going to make you do either athletics or acrobatics to stay on the horse.
Oh, shit, to stay on the horse!
Yep. Athletics or acrobatics.
Athletics or acrobatics, yeah. or animal handling, honestly. Pick the one of those three you like.
Remember, you're blessed. You have a plus four.
Plus four or plus deep?
Is that concentration?
Well, if you did Shield of Faith, it would have canceled Bless if you had had it, because they're both concentration.
Great, then that's it.
Cancel Bless.
Yeah, so you don't have Bless, sorry.
Okay, with animal handling, mm-hmm. which I think is the most correct,
sure.
is an 18.
Okay, you'll stay. Yeah. So, wow, Winnie, yeah, like this huge thing.
Well done.
I think it's just like the tip, like the last three vertebra of the tail just like slash across your back.
Yeah.
But you managed to keep yourself on top of Desi.
Yeah, I think it knocks me like almost up over the front of her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I just grab on like monkey bars around her neck for
Great.
A second. And I'm small enough that she just keeps on.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. And she can like rear her head back to help stabilize you. Totally. Great. Okay. Perfect. That is great. That's the tail. Okay. Claw number two is also going to attack.
I have been so not focusing on if I'm making the podcast good. Am I speaking into the microphone even?
You said claw number two is attacking her?
Claw number two is attacking you.
It's attacking me. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I'll make it sound good. We're fine.
Thank you.
This is also going to be a disadvantage, but that is a 19 to hit.
God.
Which
miss.
Will miss.
Miss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Off the shield again.
Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
The other claw comes around.
I think I'm looking for the, because the claws are so big, I think I'm looking for the gaps. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, pushing.
You've done this. You've fought, like, fighting giant monsters is your whole thing, right? Like, fighting enormous demons. You know the ways, like, they're big, but that makes them slow and cumbersome.
Yeah.
So you, even at your advanced age, you know how to dance out of the way.
Yeah.
Great, perfect. That is, okay, so that is the end of round one, so that means we're going to have Irina and Dimitri go.
God, that was just one round.
That was the
that
first
was one.
That was the was first one.
One.
Get ready, everybody. Here we go.
That round was 8 rounds.
Broadcast features Campbell O'Hare as Winnie, Kay Devine Jones as Kaz, Ned Iannacone as Drogar, Tyler Cantor as Olaf, and me, Trevor William Fail, as your DM.
Subscribe to our Patreon if you want to live.
Special shoutouts to our newest patrons, Sandra Lee, Dyson the Home Fry, Kevin Root, and Buffy. Welcome to the party. If you're not ready to support us financially, there are still plenty of ways to help us out. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Critical Fail DM, Binge Madness and Mercy on our YouTube channel, and join us there every other Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time when we do live listens of new episodes of the Stroudcast. Or rate and leave us a review wherever you like to listen. Thanks, Dungeoneers, and take your day with advantage.